morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
33542.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And you did say 33512, correct?
33542.
42, thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Mary Hamel, H-A-M-E-L.
Ms. Hamel, may I have your shipping address for verification starting with 65, please?
6516 Brentwood Drive, Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. Ms. Hamel, I do see the order for the kitchen item through sweepstakes. So it's the opportunity to win something from the kitchen with the sweepstakes. And I see the discount online shopping membership. How may I assist you?
I'm not familiar with anything you are saying, and I have two charges on my credit card for $56.95. One was the 1st of June and one was June 30th, and I am not, I did not buy anything or agree to anything.
Yes, Ms. Hamel, would you have done the sweepstakes where you were trying to get a kitchen item, ma'am?
I'm not, no.
For $7.95?
I don't remember that at all, no.
Okay, so often there's an order or a survey, and, you know, catching these opportunities for $7.95, and then you're buying into a bundle for a membership or a subscription. How would you, what is your intention for the account now, Ms. Hamel?
Well, I want that $56.95 taken off, both of them. There's two of them on there, and I did not approve of this.
I do see what you're saying. Well, ma'am, what is the, so we have the card here. We have a MasterCard.
Yes.
What is, and what is the last card, the last four of the MasterCard that you were charged?
1 second here. The last numbers are 1677.
Okay, that is what we have. Yeah, it was charged. So it's confirming. Ms. Hamel, hold on 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, okay?
Okay, all right.
So, Ms. Hamel,
yep.
By the time these orders come to us, terms and conditions say this is the order. Okay, so the company is willing, though, to give you a 35% refund and give you back $19.93 for the first month.
I didn't authorize any of this.
Okay. And then lastly, just to let you know, they're willing to give you $28.48.
No. I want the whole $56.95 back on both those charges, or I'll have to call my credit card people and stop it, because I did not authorize any of that. I have no idea what you're talking about. So I don't know if someone got my credit card number or what, but this is not through me, and I'm
okay.
The card owner on that.
Understood. Give me 1 minute, please. Thank you. I'm still here.
Okay.
You're being very patient. Thank you, ma'am.
That's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just trying to see the opportunities for you here.
For the
refund.
Yeah, I'm a complete blank on this. I have no, usually I know everything. I check every day. And when the first one came about, I thought maybe there was something that I purchased and forgot. But then when the second one came through, I'm there, oh, no, no, no. This is not right.
Yeah, the, it can sometimes be fraud, and sometimes it can be the we've pressed something because and then you put into an automatic process, you know.
So what would this be, every month?
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard of that happen, and when people do certain things on political stuff, it says, you know, take it every month, and poor people get screwed.
Well, if you it's $7.95 a sweepstakes, and it's for a kitchen item, and if you press something to say, oh, it's a kitchen item, I might be able to get it, but then you don't read that it's terms and conditions, meaning that it's a whole subscription or membership, then you don't know you've already been plugged into something that's happening.
Now, the only thing that I bought is a kitchen item. I bought a new toaster and a new crock pot, but I bought them through Amazon.
Read those terms and conditions the same, just in case there's something attached to it, you know.
Right,
I'm talking
right.
with the company just trying to see your refund opportunity, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. They're responding to me in one more minute.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And then at the end of this, I'll be giving you a number.
Okay.
A confirmation number for whatever transaction we do now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, ma'am, so what I'm going to do is give you the refund, the $56.95, Ms. Hamill.
Right.
And for the June 30th, correct. And then I have to transfer you because of authority to the other supervisor, and she will address with you the second refund. Okay, so thank you for your patience for that.
Okay, thank you very much.
No, you're so welcome. 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, we're almost done.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
It's all the process.
Yeah.
You get an email too as this is being refunded.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Still here.
Okay.
Okay, almost done here. Documenting everything so that it's properly known by the second agent, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let me give you that number for
okay.
The refund for the $56.95.
Okay.
And it's for the whole account. That number is C like Charlie.
Okay.
260.
260.
782.
782.
536.
536. Okay.
Okay, and you're being transferred now.
Okay.
Ms. Hamill.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay.